We turn now to a very lively story in Illinois, where all eyes have been trained on political newcomer Barack Obama. He's the Democratic Party nominee for the United States Senate. He was in the headlines since his speech last week at the Democratic National Convention. Republicans in Illinois have been scrambling to find a replacement for Jack Ryan, who had to drop out of the race following the eruption of a sex scandal involving his ex-wife. The road to choosing a Republican nominee has been long with obstacles aplenty. The state party, though, has finally narrowed it down to two candidates, conservative firebrand Alan Keyes and Andrea Grubb Barthwell, a former aide to President Bush. Both are African-American, so whether the nomination goes to Keyes or Barthwell, the fact that both major party candidates for the seat will be black is a first in American history. Joining us now by phone from John Chase, he's a staff reporter who covers politics for the Chicago Tribune. He's with us from the Union League Club in Chicago, where Illinois Republicans are meeting with both prospective nominees. Good of you to join us, John Chase.
Thanks for having me.
Are they going to come out of this meeting today with a nominee?
I wish I could predict. There's been that is the plan, but as the story has gone, plans have not always been followed through. But the plan is Alan Keyes showed up about an hour ago, as did Andrea Grubb Barthwell. Alan Keyes was swarmed by the media and by a group of about 50 to 75 protesters, many opposed to abortion, they seem to be leaning, chanting, you know, Keyes for Senate, and things that of that sort. And we talked to Alan Keyes for a few minutes before he walked in, and the interview process began about 45 minutes ago.
Both candidates have interesting backgrounds, as, of course, Alan Keyes is known for his national radio show, made two unsuccessful bids for president, and ran for Senate in the state of Maryland. He's not a resident of the state of Illinois. Andrea Grubb Barthwell is an Illinois native who made a name for herself at the Office of National Drug Control Policy in the Bush administration, but has been the subject of a 2003 hostile workplace memorandum and in the past supported Democrats in the state of Illinois. Interesting choice.
Yes, both of them are very interesting choices and probably weren't at the top of the list when this process began more than a month ago when Jack Ryan dropped out. Keyes is indeed from Maryland. I think he's been to O'Hare Airport a few times, and he did apparently campaign in Illinois for a brief while when he was running for president and garnered all of 9% of the vote. Andrea Grubb Barthwell is at least an Illinois resident, although she lived in Washington, D.C. for quite a bit with her job with the Bush administration. And but she quit that job, and she's been back in Illinois ever since. But she does have this this accusation hanging around her neck. She made some comments at an office party that were considered that basically she was making fun of somebody's sexual orientation.
And she's admitted the remarks
were misunderstanding. I'm sorry.
She has admitted the remarks were inappropriate.
Yes, absolutely. She's admitted it. She said it was a mistake. She's been trying to downplay it ever since. And the committee seems to have bought her story and thinks that that shouldn't preclude her from being a potential candidate.
And whoever gets the nomination is going to start with a long hill to climb to reach the heights that Barack Obama has already reached,
yeah,
the state senator there in Illinois.
Right. Not only is Barack Obama have, you know, attaining this status, this national notice after the Democratic National Convention, he has a huge lead in fundraising. I mean, the person, whoever they select, has to start fundraising quickly, which is, I think, one of the reasons you see Alan Keyes' name being mentioned here in the last couple of days, because he's got some name recognition, so that might draw a little more money.
Mm-hmm. Would Republicans have been happier with Mike Ditka, do you think?
I don't think Mike Ditka was ever a very serious candidate, but yeah, that's similar. I think Alan Keyes is a poor man's Mike Ditka, if you want to go along those lines.
John Chase, thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Chase is staff reporter for the Chicago Tribune. He covers politics.